Right, let's go ahead and open our Bibles back to Ephesians chapter 6. And thanking God again for this precious time he's spending with us, in these deep things. Hallelujah. This high watermark of those that are fully purposed. And tonight, can you imagine this? We go to above all. I love how the Lord, he's always building, building, and building, and building. And you know where he's building? He's building in you. That's what the grace of God and the word of his grace does. It builds us up, gives us an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. And we thank God that that's that masterpiece of his wondrous grace that we know. But here in the 16th verse, as we're in this section about the whole armor of God, we come tonight to above all, as it says there in verse 16, take, and that taking means to rise up. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. You got to rise up now if you're going to rise up then. Hallelujah. This is about now, brothers and sisters. Rise up, the shield of faith. Take it, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all. And that wonderful able word means, that's the word from dynamite. That's not just we, you know, get by. We're explosive, hallelujah, in this wondrous faith in this word. But above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And I love, again, the alls of the word of God, but especially as I've always been encouraged, Paul's alls. They just are so exceeding abundant above all we ask or think. And we thank God again for that provision that he's given us this in this time of all truth and all love. But the reason is, above all, brothers and sisters, is even with the backing of this wondrous truth, even with the breastplate of righteousness, the whole armor of God, which has been completely given to us. Amen. Because we have been blessed. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. We have them. That includes the whole armor of God. We have it now. But even though we've been completely given it, and it's ours freely, and always know that, without faith, it lies dormant. It just lies dormant. And I can never forget how Brother Hill would stand here, and he'd point to the switch on the wall, and he'd say, now look, this is quite a building. It's got all the wiring, it's got lights, and I'll tell you what, Brother Dan and his group have put different lights in here and staying up in technology, we're lit just right. But it's all there, you know. And then we're hooked to some old power box out there on the alley. Some nut tried to cut it one time. Hope he knew the Lord, because I understand there was no way to recover from that cut, but never mind. But then that goes all the way back to Excel and all of these big old grids and everything. So it's all hooked up. It's all there. But it's useless to me if I never go over there and flip that switch. It's useless. And you think about the Word of God. I mean, he's given us all grace. And that's why Paul was just so thankful. He says, Lord, I just thank you. I did not make the grace of God vain in my life. It wasn't something of emptiness. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy took the top off. Amen. Fill me up, Lord. Pour it forth. Let this vessel just expand in what you have. But see, that's what this is all about, is trusting God. Turn on over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And let's read from verse 13. Such a precious encouragement here to these Thessalonians, once again, the Apostle Paul. Paul says here, for this cause also we thank God without ceasing, because when ye receive the word of God. Now is this us, brothers and sisters? When we receive the word of God, which ye heard of us, again of Paul, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth. And that word truth is very, very unique in the Greek. It's not used very many times, this word truth. This means certainty. without doubt, absolute. It's truth. It's right. It's proven. It's God's word. So this is how these saints received it. It wasn't just words. It wasn't just as the word of men. It was received in certainty. This is the word of God. God said it, and it is so. And I always loved that about Herbie. He would always say, "You mean the Lord said that? Well, then I need that too." Everything was so simple, faith like a child. Did God say that? Well, if he did say it, it's going to be right here because this is what God says. This is his word. Amen. And in this word, we know that his promises are yea and amen. We know that they're certain. Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord that here we have these ones that received the word, not of as of men, but as it was, so truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. That believe. Amen. So we thank God. Once again, you get back to that dynamo, that dynamite. That's exactly the effect that it has when we believe the word of God. We may not see it, naturally speaking, with our eyes. But brothers and sisters, this is the life of faith. This is the stuff that's not seen. This is the stuff that's not felt. This is the stuff, praise God, that I'll tell you what, no one else sees either. But I thank the Lord. I see it more than anything that I could see with my natural eye. I know God is able. And I know his word is true. And it is impossible for that word, my God, our Savior, your bridegroom, to lie. Because he does not lie. So we thank the Lord that this truth is certainty. And we thank the Lord in believing the word of God, it has that dynamite energy. And that means something that is active. It's not merely words that are quoted. The Father has given us everything in his Son. And the only way we please the Father is by faith. You want to please God? Believe the word of God. You want to please God more? Hear more of the word of God and believe more of the word of God. Amen. Amen. People try to please him as they want to please him. Israel, God came to them, gave them the path to salvation, to atonement, all of those things. They wanted to seek it a different way. They wanted to earn it. They wanted to merit it. Let me tell you something. It's all coming through his Son. You are not coming to the Father, but by the blood of my Son. And I thank God, that's it. There is but one way. And so we thank the Lord that that wonderful pleasing of the Father is faith. And here we have certainty. Here we have believing fully that once again, we have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. So think of what the Word of God tells us. The Word of God tells us all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. It reveals all truth to us. Amen? Is there truth that's withheld from us? No, there's not. Because the Bible has assured us by the wonderful receiving of the Holy Ghost, we will be led into all truth. Not some truth, not part truth, but all truth. He said that we would know the love of Christ, not a bit of it, but that we could actually grow up into him in how many things? All things. It's beyond, is it not? You don't think it's attainable or possible. These are heights that just seem so beyond. But that's what grace is. It's so beyond. And once again, today I was just thinking in that hyper grace, that perisuo. That's the exceeding above and exceeding above that and infinitely exceeding above that and then infinitely, infinitely, never ending, exceeding abundantly above that and then some more. And he does it with everything of his because that's who he is. And I thank the Lord that he says, you have all of it. You have all of me. There's nothing withheld. So everything that we read of and we hear of in this word, of these promises for us, to us, they're ours. And merely we just walk in them. Praise the Lord. They're yours. You didn't earn it. You were born into it. And you're born into it not to go in to serve it. You're born into it to reign over it, to rule over it. Praise the Lord. That's how incredible the love of the Father is to us, all because of His Son and all in His Son. So again, it's so beautiful that we have been given everything. Now, why does it say here, above all? Well, once again, only by faith do we inherit the promises. That's it. If we don't have faith to inherit it, you won't inherit it. If you don't have faith to enter in, you won't enter in. Amen. That's exactly how it is. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. Not as thou hast worked, or thou hast tried, or all of the time you've put in. Faith. And the benchmark of faith, praise be to God, for any and everything, is a mustard seed. It's just a mustard seed. Thanks be to God. We were rejoicing this week at that one memorial service. Remember me, Jesus. How much did it take? Amen. Don't limit the power of believing in God. We want to sit there. We want to judge it. We want to ridicule it. We want to say, oh, well, I'll tell you, you haven't believed long enough. Let me tell you something. I'm believing now. And you got now to believe. And you better not worry about what you believed back then. What are you believing now? What are you rejoicing in now? Are you abounding in hope right now? I pray, God, you are. So these are the things that the Lord has given us. See, without faith, brothers and sisters, we cannot be a full overcomer. And the Lord wants us to be a full overcomer in everything. Didn't it say in our opening scriptures here, did it say some of the wiles of the devil? Did it say some of the darts of the devil? I think it said all, didn't it? All of them. That's what a full overcomer is. It's not bits and pieces, it's all. And that doesn't mean you lived a perfect life. Matter of fact, it's the very contrary to that. It's just that you trusted in a perfect God. Amen. And it was always the response, praise the Lord, I'm believing you, Lord. Man, I failed misery, but I'm believing you, God. I didn't use it as an excuse. Yes, I was determined in my own will. I was going to go that way. But I'm trusting you, God. I still believe in this. You have given me the faith. Your grace will never leave me. A lot of folks don't like to hear that. I'm glad that's all I'll preach to you. Now, that's just it, brothers and sisters. I'll tell you what. I want you to notice something here. When he says all those fiery darts, this is the proving of the champions. That's what this is about. We are tried, we are tested, don't get me wrong in a sense, but he's proving what he knows. He didn't send us out into this life, into this journey, for us to be destroyed. We're more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. These are before ordained good works that we should walk therein. He said that he has predestinated our lives. So do you think he's predestinated you for crash and burn? No. He's predestinated you for glory. And I'll tell you what, through the natural eye, it looked like it was absolute destruction. But to the eyes of God, no, that's whom I love. That's the one who will receive the grace. This is the one that will overcome. And see, that's just it. We cannot win the race, brothers and sisters, without all the darts. All the darts got to come. All of them. I know we don't want them. All of them. And sometimes, as the Apostle Paul found out, that the Lord will actually send a messenger of Satan with a thorn to buffet you. And then you're going to come back and you're going to say, Lord, I need you to remove this thorn because I really can't yield like I should. And then he said, oh, no, 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 no. And he reminds you, what do you know? Oh, I know the hope of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I know the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I know the crown glory. Well, honey, do you want to forget about that or you want to stay in it? I want to stay in it. Well, that thorn's going to stay in you. Because I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. And I thank God he knows what he's doing with us. Trust him, brothers and sisters. See, we need all the darts. Without them, we can't grow to full maturity. Without all of those predestinated trials, the ups, the downs, the successes, and the failures, so to exercise and to try us, brothers and sisters, that crown cannot be completely won. And that's the truth. Think about that pearl we talk about often. That pearl, in order for a pearl to grow, it must be agitated. It has to be, and constantly. And what happens is that pearl is agitated, is these layers continue to come in. Yes, there's a comforting of it, but the layers are the growth of the pearl. They're the beauty of the pearl, the splendor of the pearl. Well, that's our lives with grace. As we continue to get agitated, and I just feel like one agitated, or whatever it is. But you know what? You're tried on every side, just like the Apostle Paul. He says, in like manner, you're going to be tried like me. The Lord knows your makeup. He does. He made you. And those buttons, those are glory buttons, and he's going to get them all. And he is. You're going to be tested perfectly, tried perfectly, for the proving of what he knows. The proving of what he knows. The question is, will we trust him? Will we stay in this gospel? That's the truth, isn't it? Amen. I'm staying in first love. You're the faithful one. I'm with you, Lord. I have nowhere else to go. I know I got the best thing. I've got it all. And I know at times I'm going to be awful squirrely, but the one thing I is a constant, I'm in love because he's in love with me. Hallelujah. And by the grace of God, that ain't changing. Brother Hill would say, and I love how he would say this, many look at the shield of faith to protect from these things that I'm talking about, that God divinely sends to you. Think that you're going to be kept in a hothouse, he'd say. That somehow this shield of faith is to keep you comfortable. That is absolutely nonsense. We are in a fierce battle of continual bombardment from the enemy. And if you haven't found that out, you're not fighting the good fight of faith. And the enemy knows you don't even have to get at you. So if you're being tried right now, I mean really tried, praise be to God, you're in the run. That's the truth. Sometimes I meet Christians, oh, just everything's just right, and it's this, that, and just this, thee, and all that. It's like, well, I know where that's at. I'm just sitting over there in the lowest benchmark of whatever I can take from the Lord. I'll just be satisfied with good. I haven't even moved to acceptable, let alone the perfect will of God. But you want that, you know, I'll tell you what, that fight is on. And it's constant, it's continual. Sometimes you ask the Lord for a little reprieve, but you know what, brothers and sisters, this is too valuable. He ain't taking you out of the furnace. I found that out. We're grateful to God. He knows what he's doing. Now, you ask a soldier, it's not comfortable when you're in complete bombardment. Think about these ones that have seen battle and been in the heat of it, and they don't like to talk about it. But I'll tell you one thing, every single one of them that knew the Lord, they were calling out to God like they never could. And I'll tell you what, too, having the shield of faith is everything. It's everything. It is the only thing. And brothers and sisters, we need to know this. Things are going to happen in life, aren't they? Waves and storms, fiery trials. And those fiery trials, brothers and sisters, without the word of God, we would think them strange things. Things that shouldn't be there. Things that couldn't be there. But God tells us and forewarns us, these are going to be the trials that you never imagined. Trials, brothers and sisters, that you never thought you could ever or would ever partake in. I thanked the Lord a long time ago. He took away from my vocabulary, well, I would never. Let me tell you something. It's all in here. You better understand that. It's all here. But see, there's something about an occupying. When that, we haven't got to this next week, God willing, we'll get to that helmet of salvation. Oh, the mind that stayed upon him. How he truly, his mind, can occupy you where you forget the things of this life. They're more seldom than they used to be. Oh, yeah. Praise God. That's the transforming that we want. Hallelujah. It's in the mind. It's not going to be in this flesh. It's going to be in the heart and in the occupying with the bridegroom. Praise the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, I love that the shield does not filter out loss, but it filters out pessimism. You're going to have loss. But what that shield does, it gives you an abounding hope. And that abounding hope lets you know God's always got better. He's got better. You never lost. You're only gaining. It is truly the saying, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I thank God that we can trust him like that. I don't want a life that doesn't trust him like that. See, this is the shield of faith. It doesn't filter out disappointment, but it filters out the bitterness that tries to arise from disappointment. That's right. I got my feelers hurt. But here comes the shield of faith. And you know what? I'm not going to be bitter. I'm going to trust God. That was from the hand of God. Man, I'll tell you what, that was a sure wound of a friend. But I thank God that shield kept me from a kiss from an enemy. We need to wake up. Now, this is a shield that protects from pride. It protects you from guilt. It protects you from regret. This shield of faith is so fully purposed, brothers and sisters, it protects from every circumstance of life. I believe it's the shield of life, of faith, that I believe we know is Romans 8:28. That's the shield. That's your shield. And it's in everything. And it's always. And we know that all things do work together for good to them that love God. And then we go to them who are the call. According to his purpose. And I'll tell you one thing, brothers and sisters. We would not be in Ephesians fully purposed if we were not called to the purpose of God. And that's the truth. So I just thank God. You know what? As he said, I'll have mercy upon whom I'll have mercy. I'll have grace upon the ones I'll have grace upon. Praise God. I know you're it. Because I know I'm it, because this is what we're hearing right here, is this. So thanks be to God. Now, this shield, it's a beautiful thing. This wasn't a tiny or a little round shield. This was a big, large shield, what this meant. It was a big rectangle, four corners. First of all, and I love that, kind of almost reminds you of a door. Well, I believe that shield of faith is a door. It's the door that he has already made the way of escape. That's that door in everything. These are fiery trials. These are things that are beyond us. These are things that are pressing. But it says, but he has already made the way of escape. That door is always there. And he is the door. He is that way. Praise God. And this is what that shield does. It has you escape from it. I'm telling you, even while you're in it. You know that. You know, you might be going into that fiery furnace, but by faith, are you already out? You understand what I'm saying? Praise God, he's already delivered from this. And I already know that that's his furnace anyway. So what are you trying to scare me with that? Goliath, you can't scare me. You're God's giant. You're the stoop that he's put into this precious encouragement for me, but you're his. You are made by him. You are made for him. Without anything, there wasn't anything made without him. Anything. All things are his. Do you understand that? He appoints the wicked for that day of evil. Everything. Everything. And that's how divine he is. That's how perfect he is. And that's how this faith that we can have can trust him. It can be that confident in him. Just like we started in reading about those Thessalonians. They received it as truth. They received the word of God as certainty. I may not act like it. I may have my bad days. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm certain the truth is always for me. That's what that is. Amen. I want you to understand this. That doesn't mean that you hear that, you know that, and then you have this chip on your shoulder, basically called that you think that you're somehow being cavalier with the truth. That's not it at all. Uh-uh. This is something that in a way wounds you to a bended knee that is always bent. It's a bowed head that's always bowed. It's hands that are always lifted up in thanksgiving to God. It's a surrender. It's a praise and a thanksgiving. It's a humbleness and a humility of, Lord, I do. I'm broken before you. I want you to just have your way with me. That's what this does. That's what this is. That's the proof. That's the response of this faith. Now, this precious encouragement that he's already made the way of escape. But here's another, maybe even sweeter thing. Thinking about how we began tonight with, he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. I mentioned that this shield wasn't a little round shield. They had those, you know. When there were offensive battles, so they'd have a little round shield. They'd put it on their arm like this, and they have a sword and go at it. That wasn't this shield. This shield was that big shield. It was that big, heavy shield. It was a shield that would be stuck in the ground. It was a shield that would stand in defense. This was a shield, praise be to God, that would build with other shields and form a line that would be joined together from one end to the other. I think of the Song of Solomon, and I think of the Shulamite as she rejoices in verse 8. You know what she says? Chapter 8 of verse 10. She says, I am a wall. I am a wall. And see, that's what those shields would form. They would form a wall. They were in one accord. They had one purpose. They had one desire. That's the bride. And brothers and sisters, by the grace of God, it's joined together. And I see this precious shield of faith that the Lord has given us, and we set them down. And we stand in defense of what we have. And we occupy our promise. God sends the giants, but they're just proving, hallelujah, that we believe God who has already given us this. We believe God that the victory has already been won. We believe God that we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. And we just stand, withstand, and having done all, stand. A pillar in the house of the Lord, praise God, are the Philadelphia saints. This is exactly what this is. There's not any motion here. It's confident, it sets the shield down, and it rejoices, praise God. I am a wall. And praise be to God, she's such a wall, she's become a city. Hallelujah. A bastion of his glory. She's so highly favored. But see, us together, going back to Ephesians, we've read these verses already. Think about this shield of faith. And as we build that oneness of a wall lined, as we put that shield down, and we just stand in thankfulness to God that we occupy the promise, hallelujah, of the bride for the Lamb of God. We're not moving. Hallelujah, it's ours and we have it. And it's so wonderful. Here we have Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. But speaking the truth in love, and that's exactly what this message is, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. We're growing up into him, into that head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined. We got the shields together and compacted. There's no gaps. None. Nothing's getting through by the grace of God because we're in oneness. We're locked in with the Spirit. Our feet are straight. We are moving as the cherubim, hallelujah, with the Spirit. And we're compacted by that which every joint supplies. And see, you've got to have the next one. You have to. That wall has to be complete. That line has to be one. No gaps, no folds. It's a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. But we're so thankful according to the effectual working of the measure of every part maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. And see, that's the beautiful thing. We're there because of love. Amen. We're there because of love. I'm not there because of it's my religion. I'm not there because this is what I do. By the grace of God, I'm there because I'm in love because of the one who's in love with me. You're there the same way too. That's the only way you show up for this. And not just show up, you gladly. Let me get in there. It's the heart like David. How could you guys sit still? This is ours. The battle's the Lord's. He's already given this to us. Let's let him prove what he's already done. Let's just be an extension, praise God, of what he's already provided. The proving, praise the Lord, that he's given us this promise. That giant can't stand. There's nothing that can stand against the promises of the Lord. His head is mine. Praise be to God. I can say the same thing by the grace of God with the exceeding and greater precious promise that we have. That crown is mine. And it's not somewhere afar off. He actually even put it in our hand. Isn't that just glorious? A better thing? I didn't have to walk. I didn't have to go out of Egypt. I didn't have to walk across that Red Sea. You talk about finding grace, coming upon it, having a meeting with it, because it called us. It found us. It chose us. It met us. And it placed a crown, hallelujah, in our hand. It's just, it's beyond what we have. It's beyond. Go on over to Ephesians 1, verse 23. This is us, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Aren't you thankful it's his faith? He fills us with all of his faith. See, we have the same faith, the same shield of faith all the way along that line. It's the faith of the Son of God. Amen. Isn't that gorgeous? So that's why I'm not confident in you, but I'm confident in Christ in you. I'm confident, praise the Lord, in the same faith, hallelujah, that he's given me, which he's given to you, which is his faith. Praise the Lord. So to conclude tonight, true faith is how you respond. That's it. Because you have it. You have it. You have the faith of the Son of God. Now how are we going to respond? Amen? The faith of the Son of God. How does the faith of the Son of God respond? Trust the Father. Isn't that awesome? It's the same life because it's his life that lives in us. Amen. It says, take up your cross. Praise the Lord. So we're going to suffer. We're going to suffer together with him. Amen. To be reigning together with him and to be glorified together with him. So he's taken us all the same way. Same way. Praise God. The same way of suffering, the same way of trusting. But thanks be to God, it's the same faith that he's given us. The faith of the Son of God. And I thank the Lord. He's given me the grace to believe in that faith, his faith that lives in my life, that it's going to believe everything, that it does believe everything, that it takes every promise that the Father has assured for my life because I have the faith of his Son. Thy will be done, Father. Thy will be done, Father. I believe that. Now, I understand you're talking about a perfect man in our very God, Jesus. He's the perfect one. He's the one that fulfilled it all. But I thank the Lord somehow as he said to us, greater things than I did ye shall do. And I think this failure has a lot to do with it, saints. I really do. I really do. He couldn't fail. He couldn't. We can't help but fail. But look what he's given us. I'm thinking right now. As he said, oh Father, look what you've given me. Those disciples. He needed a little encouragement, huh? Maybe. That night, at least. Didn't last long. But look what he's given us. True faith responds in love. In love. Because without love, faith doesn't work. Faith worketh by love. Without love, faith doesn't work. You may think you have faith, but without love, it doesn't work. It has no power. It's not pleasing to God because it must be by love. Faith worketh by love. It's not just words. It's faith in love. It's faith in God's love for you. Is that how you're moving in faith? I want to move in faith that way. That's how you move in faith. I'm moving in faith in God's love for me. He so loves me, I'm moving in faith. No matter what it is, no matter what I face, no matter what I've done, a success or a failure, I'm moving in faith in God's love. That's that shield of faith. It's having complete faith in all grace. And I'm talking about complete faith in all grace power, all grace ability, all grace provision, all grace fully purpose, all grace that is in you and for you and always in all things and will perform and will finish the crown for the ages. I just set that shield of faith down and I'm winning once again. Just winning. Praise the Lord. Don't ever get tired of winning. I hear some people that just say, I get tired of winning. Don't you ever get tired of winning. Because it's glory to him. Keep bouncing back. That's winning. A lot of times Christians that just kind of feel they're winning because they're looking at themselves, they're not winning. They're not. Matter of fact, they're asleep. Be alive. Be alive. Be aware. Be thankful. Allow the Lord to enlarge your steps. When you talk about living for Jesus, go live the life that he's called you to. Don't try to live anybody else's life. Your identity is in the Lord. Don't get entangled in the affairs of this life. I was thankful today again. I don't know. Lord did a wonderful work in my life. Many different things, but I was thinking, there was a time I had a vision in a way with a business. And it's a business that he gave me. I trusted God with it. And it was exciting to see how that business would go. And God touched it in a mighty way. And I don't know if you know much about, you know, different things about life and businesses. And they say when your largest times of making money and different things are, they begin at 40. And for me, I hit the mega jackpot at 40. Because he called me to pastor when I was 40 years old. But I quit making an income when I was 42. Right when it should have just even turned on and I cannot tell you except one thing. He made that decision. He made that decision. And all I can tell you is he took my mind away at that moment. So there you go. The shield of faith. Above all, plant it down. You got it all. Plant it down and don't move. Let's stand.